What up, what up, what up, America? Texas and Mississippi are open for business.
We're back, baby.
So we live here in South Carolina, but I am Mississippi born and raised. So bravo, Tate Reeves. Good for you. But this isn't going to be appraising Texas, appraising Mississippi. I'm glad that you did it. But we're going to talk about what the crap took you so long to do it in the first place. Thank you guys for welcoming us back on a positive note after the break. We really appreciate it. A lot of people had a good time on the previous episode, which I thought was great. Someone is breathing really hard.
Was that, am I even me? I'm sorry.
Do you have COVID?
No, I do not. I don't think so.
If he is, then I'm going to have it.
I did not sleep last night.
Do you have a respiratory issue going on?
I might.
What is
it? I only have half a lung, so.
Really?
Yeah. I got it removed when I was a little kid.
You are lying.
I got a huge scar.
You have been here for how long, and you're just now telling me that you have half a lung?
I have pectus, too.
I have that.
You talked about this on one podcast. Was it Alyssa's?
Show us your body, Noah, at this point. I mean, you might as well just go ahead and lift it up.
You see the scar?
I don't see it. There ain't no scar over there.
I see it. You got to get closer. You have to, get up close, Graham.
You have to get up close to see a scar that they took your lung out.
Yeah. America, can you see my scar, America?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll zoom in. I'll, crop it in.
Ladies, if you are not watching the video episode of this podcast, there is your reason. Noah just took his shirt off.
We need, a nudity,
in the show. That's not nudity. You didn't even show a nip-nip. You're good.
That's so classic.
A nip nip. Okay, so we're going to talk about America reopening. We're going to talk about Cuomo the sex offender and CNN hypocrisy. And then I'm also going to throw an article that I found that I thought was very interesting that's going to lead to a very interesting conversation. I hate Jake is not here because I would have loved to hear his input on this, but it's going to be... it's going to be epic. It's going to be really cool. So on a side note here, talking about the fact that just social media hates us in general, YouTube has always been my least followed, least traction thing.
Yeah.
Everything else I've ever done has gotten hundreds of thousands or millions of followers attached to it, right?
Yeah.
YouTube, after 4 years, we finally break 100,000, which... You're supposed to get that little plaque, that little silver plaque or whatever when you hit 100,000. Apparently, we don't qualify for the silver plaque.
Why not?
And I don't know. They say that if they don't let you know within a week of you hitting that mark, then that means that you did not meet their eligibility requirements. Mm. And so therefore you don't get the plaque, which sucks because I was really going to do this reel where we just shatter it and light it on fire. And I really wanted to do that.
Well, that's probably why we didn't make the eligibility.
And it was taken from me, YouTube. So you know what? Screw your little plaque. I don't need it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so there's a lot to get into, but let's talk about the lockdowns first. But before we do that, we got to get into a sponsor. All right. While many body armor companies rely on paid Instagram influencers to test their armor, Spartan Armor uses an independent NIJ certified laboratory to scientifically verify the ballistic performance of their armor. That's why Spartan Armor Systems is the most trusted name in body armor by concerned citizens and law enforcement alike. Whether you're looking for concealable armor to keep you safe on the street or rifle rated body armor for emergencies, Spartan Armor Systems has the best products and customer service by far. Spartan Armor Systems uses the highest quality ceramic and steel. Plus, their body armor is made in the U.S. of A. They're the leader in NIJ certified and laboratory tested body armor. Go to SpartanArmorSystems.com to get the highest quality American made body armor and save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. Protect what's yours with the best quality armor in America. SpartanArmorSystems.com. SpartanArmorSystems.com. Offer code Graham.
Got to do it. Those are getting banned in New York right now.
Exactly. Really? Yeah. I got two on the way. Nice. And the second they get here, I'm going to do an entire episode in the body armor.
Oh, that'd be really fun.
I'm going to do it in the body armor when they get here. I have two on the way.
I've been working out with them on.
Well, they asked me what size I needed. And when I was in the Army, my body armor size was a large.
Nice.
But I did not know if I still am in that same category. Mm. So I was like, could I get two and just give me an extra large and a large?
Okay.
You know, and then maybe we'll raffle off one or something like
smart.
That.
Smart. Yeah.
When it's all said and done. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about Texas reopening. So Governor Greg Abbott has come under fire over the past year because there's a lot of Texans that are just pissed that he shut down Texas in the first place, right? Which I agree. I never thought that Texas would be one to shut down. But he made an announcement yesterday that next Wednesday, so not today, but next Wednesday, all businesses are open 100%. Movie theaters, restaurants, tattoo parlors, massage places, everything. I don't know why I went massage places.
Yeah.
But they're open too.
That was a hot take.
Anyway, but they're open as well. 100%. And he ended the mask mandate.
Nice.
Then ironically, about 47 minutes later, Tate Reeves out of my home state of Mississippi. I haven't been impressed with Tate Reeves. I've been very open and honest about that. Tate, you're welcome on the show at any point. As a fellow Mississippian, but either way, he comes out and says that, you know what? Screw it. Mississippi's going to do it too. And so now Mississippi, but they did it instantly. Everything is open, but it's not that simple.
No.
Okay. And so this is what I want to talk about the American public. So two things have happened since then that is very interesting. So my actual home county, all right, the city council and all that other kind of stuff, elected to keep the mask mandates, et cetera.
Why?
Within the city and county limits of Lowndes County, right? So it's interesting to me that the mayors do what the governors say when it's in regards to mask mandates, but when the governors say no more mask mandates, the mayors come in and say, well, we're not going to do what you say, and we're going to keep the mask mandates going on. And then also today, just a few minutes ago on Fox News, they had a Texas restaurant owner who said that they are going to continue to do mask, et cetera,
sure.
like that, to basically keep people at ease, right?
Yeah.
And so here's the thing that I want to talk to America about. So I'm not going to get into a thing on whether we should be open or whether we should not be open. My argument now is going to be, I don't think that we're ever going to go back to normal. And here's why. Because the fear is there. The fear is there, and the fear is going to be there forever, right? People are never going to stop wearing masks. They're just not. I called this day one. Zach, you weren't here. Noah, you were here. Day one, all this mask stuff started. I said we will never, ever, ever be not masked again.
It's true.
I said we're going to be just like Japan, just like China, just like all these places. There'll be half the country that wears them, half the country that doesn't. So you'll see from now on when things start to open up, which they are, right? And that's what's basically happening, is the reason Texas is really opening, the reason Mississippi especially is really opening, is because it truly is a matter of life or death, and they're giving their citizens the opportunity to choose for themselves, okay? Take your chance with the virus if you want, because if you keep us locked down anymore, there's nothing to live for anymore anyway.
Yeah.
Because everything's gone. Everything's ruined. Some people are already past the point. There were a lot of people that are business owners that said a year too late.
Yeah.
Everything's ruined. Everything's gone. We've lost everything.
Yeah.
Year too late. Lives are already destroyed over being sick for a few days.
Yeah.
And this is very interesting to me. So I want to, this is an open dialogue discussion here. I am going to be interested to see, because Joe Biden has already said that unemployment has been expanded to where if you fear of getting COVID, you don't have to go to work, right? And you get unemployment benefits. Okay. People, city councils, mayors are already saying, even if the governor says we don't have to do mask mandates, we're going to do it anyway. And the truth is, businesses are going to have to continue to do the mask thing, because people who don't wear masks are going to walk in there without a mask anyway, but the people who think we need a mask aren't going to go if masks aren't enforced. So you still are going to have this huge effect against businesses. You're still going to have this huge effect against societies. You are still going to have this huge issue with schools. I think we're screwed, just to be honest with you. I'm curious y'all's thoughts in this.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Chrissy Noem said something awesome the other day, just how inappropriate it was for the government to actually mandate masks. Like, if you actually think about it, if you go into, like, that's such a, it's such a knock on humanity. It's like, okay, you're not dumb enough or you're not smart enough to put on a mask for yourself, so the government has to mandate it. Like, that's why the mask mandate, like, even existed. Such a, like,
yeah,
I feel like that's like a, almost like a joke. It just mocks how dumb Americans are.
Before, when you knew the flu was going around, you didn't let people sneeze in your face.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, it's pretty common sense stuff.
Well, and the flu's gone now because...
Yeah, the flu, it disappeared.
Yeah.
There's no more... There's no...
You're welcome.
Zach's always got good
puns. That was good. That was good. You got to start pushing the buttons on yourself when you do something funny, man. That was good. That was good. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my thing. At the end of the day, I'm happy that states are starting to reopen. Let's go back to my trip to Disneyland, for example.
Yeah.
Or Disney World. Excuse me. Don't want to get anybody upset. Mask everywhere. All the restaurants were closed. It was a nightmare to get food at Disney. Absolute nightmare. You have to wear a mask all day, every day. Even if it goes a little above your nose, they're like mask police there. We had a photo taken of us that they take of you when you're on the roller coaster, and Alyssa's mask had fallen down because of the roller coaster past her nose.
And they
erased the photo and wouldn't even let us have it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But the point is, what I'm getting at, because it's so serious that you wear this mask, but then they pack you in this line that's an hour and a half long with thousands of people 3 inches from each other.
Yeah.
And you go through this line for an hour and a half just to get on a ride that everyone else has touched. They weren't spraying down the rails every time everybody got off the freaking roller coaster or whatever it was.
But you had a mask on, so you were safe.
But you had the mask on, by God. This is how insane it all is. So I was really surprised that Florida has a mask mandate still, to be honest with you.
Well, it's because all their like clubs and stuff.
Look.
They're doing crazy stuff.
They literally at football games would only allow one captain from each team to go and flip the coin.
Like that.
Okay?
Meanwhile.
And then 30 seconds later, all the people on the football field are on there tackling each other and spitting in each other's faces and breathing on each other and cussing out each other's moms. This is the world we live in.
But it's so funny because they only have one captain of each team. Meanwhile, there's more people. Like the fact that they only do one captain means that there's more people
on the sidelines
together
waiting on the game to start. Exactly. Planes, every single one of you to this day, like here's the thing, people, like, you know deep down this is stupid. Everybody knows deep down that this is dumb. You pro maskers, cool. If it makes you feel better at night, fine. But you have to know that when you're 6 feet apart lining up to get on a plane, and then you literally have another person basically inside of you because you're sitting so close to each other on the plane with recycled air.
Yeah.
They're thinking, oh, Graham, but that's not true. Yeah, it is. Okay? Yeah, it is. They recycle air in there. Casinos, the same thing. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing. You have to know that it's like one big crock, right? You have to. I'm not saying that coronavirus isn't real. Obviously it is. People have died. People have gotten sick. I was one of them. In fact, me and Alyssa are the only people in the office, knock, knock, so far, that have gotten it. But you still have to understand that this is a crock of crap, dude. Every bit of this, it's dumb. You can't tell people that masks work, which now the CDC is wanting you to double mask.
Yeah.
and then tell people that they can stand in lines at Disney World and that they can literally pack into airplanes and you can ride public transportation, but mask work. Anyway, those are my thoughts about places opening back up. Good for them, but in a lot of people's opinions, too little, too late. In that regard,
yeah.
I hope that South Carolina will be next. Governor McMaster's opening up, where you can drink all night long again, though, buddy. He did release the last call executive order.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
So I may tonight just stay out to 11:01.
Oh.
Just because I'm feeling a bit frisky, if I may say so.
Be careful if COVID comes up.
I'm telling you, I'm ready. All right, so let's get into a sponsor. All right, I've got some great news to share about our friends at Patriot Mobile. They just expanded their coverage dramatically, which will make it easier for even more Americans to dump the big name carriers who charge way too much and then donate money to leftists. I am proud to partner with Patriot Mobile because they never sent a penny to the left. They never silence you, and they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Plus, you can switch with confidence because they use the same network as the larger providers, but charge much less. Switching is easy. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Build your own bundle with a multi-line discounts and save even more. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Graham or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. This month, get free This month, get free premier activation. It should be called primetime activation. I'm going to call them, where they set up the phone for you and a special gift with the offer code GRAHAM. That's patriotmobile.com/Graham, patriotmobile.com/Graham, or 972-PATRIOT. All right, let's talk about sex offender
Hold
Cuomo.
On, Graham, can I add one more thing about opening up?
Oh,
Did you hear that most SEC schools are going to go to full capacity stadiums next year? Alabama was the first one to announce that they'd be doing that.
You're dang right they are, and I'm going to be at every single one of them. I swear to you, I will be at every single one. Now watch Alabama suck this year and not make it to the national championship because I finally am able to go back. Anyway, good. I'm ready, dude. I'm so tired of this stuff. I don't sit in the normal bleachers anymore anyway. Anyway, the point is, moving on. Okay, let's talk about Cuomo, the sex offender. Actually, he's not being accused of rape. He's being accused of multiple, sexual advances towards women. I don't know all of them. I know one is... He like grabbed a girl's face and said, "Can I kiss you?" Did he actually kiss her or did he just say, "Can I kiss you?" Do we know?
I think it was just dubbed creepy. I think that was the verdict.
Okay.
There was no final like evidence. It was just creepy.
But okay. The girl looked terrified.
Oh yeah. Now, I mean, you want to talk about right time, right place for a photo. Somebody caught that.
Yeah, like, whoever.
That's going to be a meme for the rest of his life, no matter what happens.
I mean, that's...
there was also another thing where he asked a woman to eat the whole sausage.
Ugh.
I guess it was some kind of bratwurst or something she was eating or whatever. The thing that was interesting to me, and Dan Bongino put this out, Geraldo Rivera actually was kind of defending Cuomo a little bit. And so he was talking about the fact that Cuomo is a 60 some odd year old single guy. He's lonely. He lives in Albany, which is the most boring place in New York. Now, this is Rivera's words, right? I didn't know that gave you a right to be creepy with women.
No.
Now, but to be completely transparent, I do believe in innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
He did not rape these women. Okay, he did. It's not like the allegations against Kavanaugh, and I don't like Cuomo. All right, so yeah. but I'm trying to be fair here.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not being accused of being in a sex cult, rapist cult like Kavanaugh was. What was the dude from the Today Show?
Trevor Noah.
No, I'm saying the wrong thing. No, the Today Show, not the Daily Show. The Today Show.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
That's it. He's not a Matt Lauer. He's not a Harvey Weinstein. But he's a creepy old man with nipple piercings at this, you know, the age of 60 plus, which is unacceptable in itself. I believe that if you're a governor and you're over the age of 60 and you're a man that's not in the best shape, nipple piercings just are automatic DQ. Yeah. Automatic DQ. Yeah. Sorry. You can't run. You can't run. I'm sorry. You can't do it. Tattoos, you can't get rid of those. Like, we all understand that. You can take them things out. And it was like the door knocker nipple like piercings. Here's you know thing, what I'm saying?
Tattoos are more masculine.
Hello? Ding ding. Is anybody home? He rang, as Lurch would say.
I mean, like, who's he showing those off to?
It's gross, dude. Like, look, man. Look, this is every...
He looks like Bowser.
This is every man, okay? There comes a point in life where you got to wear a tank underneath every shirt because your nipples sag more than they should, okay?
Yikes. Fellas,
I'm trying to help you out here, okay? Especially if you got the door knocker nip-nip piercings... to let the world know that you are ready to party, all right? It's just not acceptable. Okay.
Obviously, Cuomo's ready to party.
Okay, but all right, sure. So let's play devil's advocate for just a second. You're riding down the road, you're listening to this, or you're working out, or you're on the treadmill, or whatever it is you do, ignore your kids, whatever it is, listening to this podcast. Let's just play devil's advocate for a moment here. Let's say that I'm in a bar. Okay, because this has in fact happened to me before. I have had women who have recognized me, who have had a little too much to drink, and they have literally kissed me, like literally at the bar. Okay, I didn't invite it, I didn't ask for it. It happened, it probably shouldn't have happened, but I didn't, you know, I mean. Does everything have to, and it's just me playing devil's advocate here. Does everything have to be this person is a sexual offender and their life needs to be ruined? And again, I'm not defending Cuomo. If these allegations prove to be true, he probably should not be governor. Okay. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, as the purpose of cancel culture, I find myself torn because I am anti-cancel culture. Okay, I just am. Whether it's people I agree with or not, I'm anti-cancel culture. I do not believe that people should have their lives ruined for certain decisions that they make. Obviously, there are decisions that can be made that, you know, hey, it's over, man, all right? Although creepy, meeting a woman and asking, can you kiss her? Is that in the same category as forcing yourself on a woman and kissing her? That's why we need to verify really quick, did he actually kiss this woman against her will? Because before I get on this tangent here, I want to make sure that, you know, that we're there. So I'll move
he
on.
Did, so he did, like, kiss, do like, he did give unconsensual kisses. I don't know if it was the one with the picture. But
okay, but he's also Italian, right?
Yes, but
okay. So no, but I'm just asking a question. What kind of kiss was it? I'm just asking a question. Was it a mouth to mouth? Was it a Frencher? What was it?
So I don't think she. This is what they said. The friend of the person said. I don't think she said anything, but she definitely did not say yes. Cuomo proceeded to give her a big kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
She said that I was so confused. I was shocked and embarrassed.
Okay.
I turned my head away and had no words in that moment.
Okay. So again, here's my question. Okay. Gave her a kiss on the cheek. She didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. So to me, this all boils down to a matter of interpretation. Cuomo, check my things here. He is an Italian guy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't that also like a cultural thing? And I'm asking legitimately. I'm not defending the guy. I'm asking a question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I've watched The Godfather a couple of times, so I know Italian heritage.
Don't they kiss everybody?
I'm just kidding. But I know what you're saying. Like, I don't think this is like a criminal thing. I don't think like he's gonna be like.
No. I don't think he's gonna go to jail.
I think it was like the nursing home thing was okay. That's criminal,
yeah.
And this dude's a scumbag. And then it's like these girls are like, Well, this isn't like he's not new scumbag. Like he's been a scumbag. Well,
let's rock the boat a little bit and let's go down the rabbit hole here. What if Cuomo actually leaked all this stuff himself?
To distract
from this whole nursing home thing. Why worry about the nursing home thing? Let's just release now all of these sexual inappropriateness, and then I'm just going to resign, and then everybody will just forget about all this other kind of stuff. What if that's the case?
It like the news cycle proves it like almost instantly that couldn't have happened because everyone cares way more about him telling a girl to eat a sausage and him kissing some girl unwittingly at the party than they do about like the 10,000 people that he sent to their death.
Well,
so like that's that headline of like Cuomo sexually harasses people is selling way more than Cuomo sent people in nursing home. And like,
wouldn't that prove that it probably did happen then?
Yeah, I think so. But like, I think the sexual harassment, sadly, well, not sadly. I mean, it's a scumbag move and he shouldn't have done it. But like, I think that's going to overshadow the nursing home scandal.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, not defending the guy. I think he's a terrible governor. He shouldn't be governor in the first place. But either way,
I want
to talk more about society on this one. Okay. I want to talk about the fact of this whole sexual advancing and he made a move towards me that I didn't ask for, etc. You remember about 20 years ago, it was like a pretty known thing. And ladies, please, if I'm wrong about this, write me, Graham@DearAmericanMedia.com. Please let me know how many people have heard the word or have said it themselves or have heard their girlfriends say, well, I'm not making the first move.
Yeah.
Like if a guy expects me to make the first move to kiss him, like I'm not dating him.
And I've also heard that asking permission to kiss
is the biggest turn off ever, right?
But if you're gross and weird, right, then you can't play to those rules.
Obviously, asking someone, can you kiss them the second you first meet them that's weird. Okay. But what I'm saying is all of this stuff, all of this hashtag Me Too thing is ruining the dating scene in general.
Yeah.
Like all these women who are like, oh, I just can't find a good guy. Well, all the good guys are terrified.
They're scared.
To even try to make a move. Like it used to be, man, it used to be just called, hey, you're throwing the net out there and seeing if anything happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you get slapped onto the floor and then...
Yeah, like I can't tell you how many army buddies, like, you know, tried to, like, throw a pickup line and got slapped in the face and then they moved on. And then they did, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying that any woman should be harassed either.
No.
By any means. But just criminalizing a man for attempting to try to see if there's something there, that is a very dangerous slope you're going on, ladies.
But there's one factor that not most men have, and that Cuomo does have, is the power thing.
Well,
the old man in power, like...
Well,
like
no, I'm not talking about Cuomo. Well, we already talked about
all
Cuomo.
Right, Cuomo's done.
He's creepy and weird. I'm talking about life in general.
Yeah.
Normal dude, normal girl at a bar. Okay, ladies, why are you at a bar? Dudes, why are you at a bar if you're single, right? 9 times out of 10, you're there, hang out, have some drinks, and hey, maybe you run into somebody. Like, you know, like that is what a bar is for. That's what happens.
Yeah.
It changes when you get married. The bar is an escape from the world, and you just, you know, drink your sorrows away. But either way, the point is, if you're single, you're there for one reason and one reason only. It's to mingle, all right? Guys are not going to make the first move anymore, ladies, because they're going to be so afraid to make a first move that could be interpreted the wrong way by the wrong person. Hey, I noticed you from across the bar. I couldn't help but notice how beautiful you are. Can I buy you a drink? I didn't ask you to come over here make me a thing, a piece of meat. How dare you say something like that to me? I don't even know you. Like that's the responses that people get now. What is wrong with saying, "Hey, you know, I think you're a very beautiful person. My name's Graham. I don't know you, obviously. Can I buy you a drink?" That's like danger, rapist alert now.
Yeah.
But that was how it was done back in the day, man. I think that this is going to have a much longer effect on things than people realize. Like this whole Me Too, I didn't ask for that type stuff.
Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe the boys can kick their feet up a little bit and not have to make the first move. I mean, you never know. Now you don't have to. It's just now the girls have to do it. So.
Yeah, but that tips the whole scale. Now you got a bunch of beta males that don't have the metaphorical BALLS. Metaphorical
in that instance too, because they definitely don't have it physically.
Yes, exactly. To nut up, if I may say so, and be so bold. Sorry, ladies, but to go up there, be a real man, say, "Hey, you, this is me. I think that you're attractive. I think there might be a connection here. Can I buy you a drink and let's see if something's actually here?" You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not saying let me buy you a drink and drug you and take you back to my place and have sex with you against your consent. That's not what I said.
That's also not okay.
That is 100% not okay. But they're equating the two things to be the same. Yeah. And they're not. That's not the same thing. A guy asking you for a drink, a guy telling you that you're beautiful, and simply making a move and performing a move are two completely different things.
Yeah, like I don't mean to bring him up, but I'm such a big fan, so I will. Dave Portnoy gets in trouble all the time for stuff that he says in people's DMs, and what he brings up is that these girls will DM him like random stuff, and he'll respond like playing along with it, and the whole thing was a trap, and they'll screenshot it and post it, and it'll go viral and be like, "Dave Portnoy is a freaking scumbag because he said this." But then there's like 12 other messages from these girls that are like, "Hey, come to Chicago and see what's up."
But even then, okay, I get women that DM me all the time. They do.
Yeah.
"Hey, you know, everybody knows I'm married. Whatever. I mean, I'm not going to report somebody for trying." You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, just because you tried don't mean I have to accept it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I have to respond. That's it. End of conflict. End of everything at that point. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Shut up and stop making everything such a big deal. Dudes, stop sending wee-wee pics to girls. Okay? Just stop. Just stop doing that. All right? Unless they specifically ask for it and you screenshot the ask, don't do it. Like, don't do it. And let me go ahead and be honest. And ladies are probably laughing right now. 9 times out of 10, don't nobody want to see that? No way. Because let's be honest, gentlemen, no one wants to see the anteater peeking out of the bush, okay? It's horrible. Nobody wants to see it. We are not built on a beautiful scale like the female body is. Nobody's asking for it.
I was going to translate that really quick and just say, like, ways that we can help is that, guys, just be a good guy.
Yep.
Like, don't approach people and be like, "Okay, I'm trying to take you home tonight." Approach them as like a person.
And here's another thing, ladies. Here's another thing. This is Graham's dating advice for all you single ladies out there. Oh, the single ladies. Anyway, is all men are dogs in our mind.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, we just are. All right. Any man that says they're not is a liar.
Liar.
We all, if you spent 30 seconds in our brain, you would never sleep again. Okay, let's just be honest. It is some messed up stuff that goes on up there. All men think the exact same way in regards to sex and stuff like that. It's chemically ingrained in who we are.
Yeah.
Not all men act on those. Those are the men you go after. "Oh my God, I can't believe you would think that." They all think it. We all think it. Okay, you got to go after the man that's man enough to control those animalistic urges that they have to deal with all the time. Okay, so dudes, stop sending wee-wee pics to girls. They don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay? There ain't no girl out there. Well, I'll take that back. There's probably some out there. The vast majority of women out there are not looking to see what you got going on down there because it's not attractive. Let's just be honest. It's terrifying.
Grandma, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
No, I'm passing out good truth. Grandma would be happy about what we're talking about right now.
It is true because like there's, and this is where like guys get such a bad rep and stuff like this starts coming out and it like just destroys our any kind of credibility, and it makes any guy at the bar who's just like trying to spark up a conversation look like a complete creep. Like you actually have to be super respectful about it, and that's that. Being respectful is way better pickup line than any type of drunk thing that some redneck can muster up.
I'm just trying to help the single people out in society. This regard. I'm just trying to help society.
Yeah.
Dudes, sometimes I look down and I'm scared myself. That's all I'm saying. It's not good. It's really not, and you're not an exception, so stop doing it. Ladies, you ain't 100% awesome either, so stop looking for 100% of the pie. If you get a 70% pie, take it.
Take that deal.
Yeah. Make that deal and shut up and quit being single and lonely and miserable and making everybody else miserable. Let's get into a sponsor. Between the podcast, 912 speaking engagements, being a husband and a father, I need a good night's rest. For years, I've seen My Pillow on TV and just brushed it off as some infomercial. Recently, they sent me some products to try. You know what? I'm not going to read this ad. I'm going to talk to you for real because I know Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is an awesome dude. He has an amazing story of drugs and addiction and coming from that and starting an amazing organization in MyPillow. He donates so much to charity. He is so fundamentally involved in the pro-life movement. And he supports President Trump. And because of that, he is being canceled everywhere. He's lost $65 million in revenue in the past 45 days, et cetera. So here's what I need you to do. Go right now to MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and you can save up to 66% when you use the code GRAHAM. Go to MyPillow.com and support a patriot, support a Christian, support a pro-life movement man that gives back and a true story. Or call 1-800-596-2509 and tell them that we sent you. That's MyPillow.com. Offer code Graham for up to 66% off. Or 1-800-596-2509 and tell them Graham sent you. Oh, boy. There are people who listen to that last segment that are going whirlwind.
Yeah.
Whirlwind. Where did that even come from? I don't know. Sometimes we just get on the show and things start to happen. We started talking about Cuomo and it just
naturally
it led to men stop sending wee wee pics to girls. Anyway, okay. So I read an interesting article today and this is how, well, we're probably going to have to take a break in the middle of it because we got one more sponsor to talk about. But this was New York Times today, and it was this is something completely out of left field, so just prepare your ear holes for this, everyone.
Can't.
What?
It's impossible to.
To prepare for what I'm about
to do. For the New York Times.
Okay. All right. Major evangelical adoption agency will now serve gay parents nationwide. All right, so I'm going to read a little bit about this. Now, some of you may be saying, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, it's an evangelical adoption agency, first of all, right? So, all right, the decision comes as more cities and states require organizations to accept applications from LGBTQ couples or risk losing government contracts. Hmm. Okay? So a lot of people know that the largest, one of the country's largest adoption and foster care agencies, Bethany Christian Services, announced Monday that it would begin providing services to LGBTQ parents nationwide effective immediately. Basically, this comes after many, many, many people have been taking it to court about the fact that there are Christian adoption organizations that do not accept homosexual couples for adoptions. They refer them to other agencies that do. Okay? It's kind of like going back to the cake guy, mm-hmm. right? It's not saying that you can't buy a cake, but I'm not going to make a cake specifically for you because it's against what I believe on a religious standpoint. But now an evangelical, the largest one, has now caved because of government threatening that they're going to have their governmental contracts as an adoption agency taken away from them if they don't do it. Now, you want to talk about a separation of church and state. This is what that actually was talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of people misconstrue it as the church staying out of politics. No. What is going on right this second is exactly what the separation of church and state was actually supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. Because the government is now taking an evangelical organization, which it's not unknown that the, you know, Christianity in general does not support the LGBTQ lifestyle. Love them as people, as Christ loved us, mm-hmm. right? But as far as their lifestyle, we do not agree with mm-hmm. it. We do not accept it. But now the government is coming in and saying, oh, yes, you will, or you won't have an adoption agency. So the adoption agencies are left in a weird predicament at this point. Do we risk losing everything to where we can help no children? Or do we back down on our religious beliefs and allow it to be so we can continue to help the children? Well, this particular organization said that they believe it's more important to help the children than to stand up for their religious beliefs. I want to get into an open discussion about how we feel about that. So, first case in point, let's talk about this. Then we got to get into a sponsor. Then we'll talk about the government of church and separation of church and state. Well, no, let's talk church and state first. I personally believe this is a direct violation of the Constitution. Thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, like, are we, is the discussion open for?
Yeah. Like, yes, you're allowed to speak, Noah.
Yeah. Well, no, not that. Wow. But, like, are we going into, like, the substance of it, or
yeah,
just
like I feel that this is a direct violation of separation of church and state. Like, I don't think the government has any authority to tell a Christian organization what they're going to do when it infringes upon their religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think the Constitution kind of backs that up, saying that you can't do that. However, I've seen the horrible situation some of these orphan children are in. And I think these Christian organizations should probably just leave it up to the Lord, wherever those children end up, and that families who are qualified, there have been plenty of great Christian female, male households that have completely ruined these children's lives.
Absolutely. So, but if we're going to do that, then why not just perform homosexual marriages in the church?
No, well, I don't
just
think...
Just let Jesus sort it out.
No, I don't think that's different, because it's in the sanctity of, you know, if you want to go back to, like, Jewish tradition and stuff with the chuppah and whatever, but it's...
Okay, excuse me. Then why don't Christian pastors just perform homosexual marriages anywhere?
No, I think because marriage is a construct. It's just like any kind of promise that God has made, and that's what it's supposed to represent, is like the commitment to God and the bride, which is us, right, and the body of the church. I think these children, like my cousin's adopted, not into a homosexual household, but she was 3 years old fighting pythons in the Congolese jungle with a stick and riding a moped, and it would be hard for me to justify any person in that situation not being granted a household in America, especially if it's an affluent one, because of the parent's sexuality. And I know that obviously has statistics that back up that the marriages might not be well or whatever, but I feel like that's kind of an injustice, and it's a little nitpicky.
It's a little bit of a gray area. I have a response, but Zach, what do you think? And it's okay to disagree. Like, it's okay. I mean, yeah. Ted, tell us what you think.
I mean, like, on this instance, I would agree with you. Like, I think that if you are an own private entity, that you should be able to do whatever you want to do. I mean, because I'm a photographer, so, man, I've had this thought go in my mind a lot. Like, what if I'm forced to have to do a wedding that I don't want to do one day? And so I just think really it should be the government should stay out of it. And if it goes against your religious beliefs, then you should be allowed to perform that in your own private business.
Yeah.
But now that could go that if a gay couple didn't want to do business with me because I'm against what they do. Not that I don't hate them or anything. I don't hate them or anything, but if they don't want to provide business to me, I'm like, okay, well, that's fair game, because if I'm not going to do your wedding, then you should be able to deny my service as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've got some thoughts, but we got to get into our final sponsor. Here we go. Wearing a face covering, physical distancing, and hand washing are not only the only ways that people can protect themselves from COVID-19. Eating a healthy diet is essential to building a strong immune system so that your body is less susceptible to infection, according to Carlene Raffi, a registered dietitian and professor in Virginia Tech's College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. Coincidentally, Field of Greens is packed with 18 clinically researched essential fruits and vegetables, plus green tea, ginger, and beets. It's like having a bunch of fresh fruits and vegetables in a jar. Field of Greens can support heart health, metabolism, blood pressure, and digestion. Plus, it's pre and probiotic. It's good for everyone, old, young, and even athletes. Just put one scoop in a glass of water, stir, and you're done. Go to BrickHouseGram.com and get 15% off your first order with the promo code GRAHAM at checkout. This is the easiest and fastest way to start living a healthier life. Available in multiple flavors, go to BrickHouseGram.com. BrickHouseGram.com, promo code Graham.
Boom.
All right, so to respond to Noah, I agree, okay? I don't think, and here's my argument here. I'm trying to approach it from the America standpoint and the Christian standpoint, which is hard sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. America's standpoint, we got kids that need homes. Am I saying that a homosexual household is incapable of loving a child and nurturing a child and raising a child? No, I'm not. Am I saying that that is not the nuclear family as it's meant to be, so therefore there will be some issues down the road?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely there will be, because that's not the way, that's not the way it's supposed to be as a nuclear family. And there will be issues down the road. Some not that substantial. Some become very substantial. Every child is different. To me, the argument is simply this. No one is saying that that the LGBTQ community cannot adopt children. No one's saying that.
Yeah.
A Christian adoption agency should not be forced to allow couples that go against their religious beliefs, should not be forced to accept them as clients into that agency when they are, in fact, actually giving them resources to agencies that do accept it.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different. I want to apply for a minority scholarship at a black college, but I want to do that at a majority white college. Well, the majority white college is like, well, you know, you're not a minority here. We're not going to give you a minority scholarship. We're not even going to let you apply. But down the road is a predominantly black college that you could probably apply for a minority scholarship there, et cetera. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I know that those are complete apples and oranges, but they're really not. These agencies aren't saying you gay person, you don't deserve to have a child. That's not what they're saying. They're saying that that goes against our religious beliefs. We don't accept those applications here. But this agency down the road does. Let me give you their information and you can get in contact and start your process there. For those of you who don't know, adoption is not an easy instant process. They don't walk in there and there's a bunch of kids sitting in a row and they go, I want that one.
Yeah.
that's not how it works. So to me, I think I side with the adoption center on this one. I don't think that they should have caved on this. I really don't. I think that this is one of those situations that when you meet the good Lord one day, the good Lord's going to go, why'd you back down? I mean, I just do. I think that we all have those moments. And if you claim to stand on certain principles, fine. Open a normal adoption agency then. Don't open an evangelical Christian adoption agency and have these standards for 77 years. And then now that the government's finally breathing down your back, now all of a sudden, well, maybe it's not that important.
Yeah, and I think you're right. There's two answers to the question. There's the legal answer, which is private businesses should have the rights to do whatever they want. And there's the ethical question of should a child that's suffering be put into an affluent, should not be put into an affluent household because the household is run by two partners of the same sex. So, yeah, and I see what you're saying with the what were you just saying?
With what? The adoption, standing up for
religious stuff? Standing up for themselves. Like, as someone who's pro-life, it's hard. I find it hard to ethically justify, because a lot of pro-life argument is, hey, like, at least just have the child and put it up for adoption, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be nitpicky about it like that, especially because adoption centers aren't picking random parents. And if a qualification is they have to be different sex partners, I understand that. But, like, they are picking people that can sustain the child.
Okay, but they also have much, much more in-depth criteria than that.
You know, 100%.
Do you have a criminal history? Do you have any kind of illnesses that need to be known about? Do you have any kind of mental issues?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So if they fit all that criteria.
Do you have money? Like, I mean.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. If they have the infrastructure to help a child and they're same-sex couple and this kid's suffering, me as a Christian, I'm like, okay, well, I'll just let the Lord work through their lives. Because that's like doubting the fact that the Lord isn't present in those households.
I don't think
that's like, obviously they're not following what the Bible says and whatever. And that's, you know, you do you, and the Lord will deal with that. But like, I think there's space for the Lord to intervene in that child's life now that they're in a situation that is more successful and they have the needs that could.
I agree 100%. But we're spiraling, though. The question is, on this particular item, is not whether or not a homosexual couple should be allowed to adopt. That's not the question we're talking about. I feel like we're in Congress, on the Congress floor right now. That's not, if this was a legal lawsuit, everything else is just noise.
Yeah.
The legal lawsuit is, should a adoption agency based around fundamental Christian values, which I would argue is probably supported by a lot of churches and a lot of Christian organizations for donations, et cetera, be forced to go against their religious viewpoints or lose their governmental contracts to be an adoption agency? Should they be forced to go against their religion and accept LGBTQ couples? When there are other agencies that are out there for those couples to go to.
Yeah, no.
That's the question.
The legality question is like no-brainer. If you're a privatized business, like.
Well, even if it's not a privatized business, if you're a Christian business.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. The cake guy, he wasn't like a, you know, yes, he was his own business and stuff, but it's beyond that. The owners of the business believe this religion.
Yeah.
I can't walk into a Muslim restaurant and demand that they serve me bacon.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What, you get what I'm saying? Like actual Muslim restaurant, not here in America, like for real. You know, like you can't do that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're going to look at you and go, well, no. You see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, no. I think there's a complete double standard with the like Islamic, like, their set of standards are completely abided by. Like, the government's like, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to, and I think it's
Wiccan, Scientologists, Satanists, all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. And the government's so sensitive. Do not want to step on their feet at all.
Just Christianity, right?
And I think read
the Quran about the LGBTQ community and then come tell me what you think.
Yeah, they...
you know, I'm serious. Like, read it. You
literally throw people off of buildings.
You
want
to talk about
gay.
People that hate the LGBTQ community. Anyway, but going back to it, all right?
Yeah.
The question is, I think that this is yet another very dangerous slope that we're going down in America. It's one of those things to where I'm all about kids and adopting and all of the above. Me and Alyssa have thought about it over the years. I think it's a great thing. I think anybody that wants to adopt a kid, You know, God bless you for it. My concern is the government sticking its nose where the government doesn't need to stick its nose. And that's pretty much in everything. And I will end on this. I will say the scariest thing in the world is a government that thinks it's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the scariest thing that can ever happen in a world is for the government to basically tell you what you're going to do because they know better than you do. And anyway, 100%. That's apparently where we're going. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Dear America podcast. As always, check out GrahamAllen.com. It is up and running for the real truth that you won't hear anywhere else. And make sure to support us by going to 912united.com and get your pro-America apparel today. We'll see you again next time.